Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. Praise God. You believe that? Yes. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we praise you. Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves, and we ask you to flow as your purpose through these broadcasts. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, let me read you. This is Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. And the cross-reference says medicine to all their flesh. Now, I was telling you about what happens. First thing, I went through it this morning. But instead of trying to explain it to you, I took a picture of it. So let's run that. Now, all right, you see it? Now, turn around there and look at it. See there? That's my shaving mirror right there. And those are the scriptures. And right up there at the top is the Ten Commandments. And then down here, and I go, I do that every day, every morning. Every morning. I'm clean shaved this morning. And I was standing there, and I got everything done, and I combed my hair, and went right straight to that, out loud. But I was trying to explain it, the pad and all that. And this morning the Lord said, well, just take a picture of it. I said, okay. I mean, I got one of the little pads out, and the Lord said, take a picture of it and show up. That's better, right? Well, I wanted you to see that. And I wanted you to see that. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. That's not a suggestion. That's a commandment. It's medicine to your flesh. So, do it. You don't have to, you need to do it every day. And if you're not in a place where you can do your Bible reading and something like, where you're on the go, fix it when you're looking in the mirror or whatever you're doing. Don't be on the go. I was on the go, and I quoted from memory. I was in a meeting, and I had what I believe now was a blood clot. It was excruciating. Then there was another one, a kidney stone. But I was going to start quoting. Well, of course I'm quoting. And I just lay down on the bed that going home the next day. I said, Lord, where am I missing it? He said, the memory of a potato never fed anybody. He said, you have to get the potato in the system. He said, now it's fine to memorize my word because you need it in a hurry, you know. But he says, you have to read it and you have to put it in your system every day. So I've been doing this for years. Amen. All right. Now, redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I've mentioned it before. When Cain killed Abel, there was no law against it. So God, through Moses, began to fix this thing. And let me get back over here where I belong. Now we go to Deuteronomy chapter 27. Now, let me paint the picture of this. In fact, we have pictures of it. I just didn't think about it. But you have two big mountains. Now, this is a bit hard to mentally see. When God's people came out of Egypt, 400 years, they had to eat anything they could eat to stay alive. So then came the Levitical food laws. And to straighten it out, this is no good. This is clean. That's nasty. But you had a million people on one side and a million people on the other. And God brought them out of Egypt back to Israel. And it had to be something they would absolutely just burn. They're shouting across that valley. Can you imagine what a million people shouting could say? And that's what happened. All right. Chapter 27. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And now, verse 9. And Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed, hearken, O Israel. This day you are become the people of the Lord thy God. Well, they always were. The thing that's being introduced here is covenant. It's huge. But it had to be reestablished in a way that they'd realize. He charged the people, saying, the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, these shall all stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak and say, and now. So, now let's go over then. We've established this. They're shouting across the valley of Shechem. Two mountains there. Well, of course, they're still there. And one of them is so alkaline it won't hardly grow anything. And the other one is just plush. Well, the tribe of Judah is on the plush side, of course. And Benjamin, the Apostle Paul. So, now, let's go to chapter 28. It shall come to pass. That means there's no doubt about it. If you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. Now, that's big right there. All these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of your bodies, your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind. Blessed shall be your basket and store, blessed shall you be when you come in, blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face, and they'll come out against you one way and flee before you seven. And the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in their storehouses, and all you set your hand unto, he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. and the Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if you shall keep the commandments and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you. That, there it is right there. There it is right there. Well, the Jew. Well, Judah and Samaria, I mean, that's short. Jew. What about all these Jews? I just hate them. Why do you just hate them? I mean, they just have everything. They just get rich all the time. Oh, jealousy, envy. And as we said last week, that happened to the Apostle Paul to the point, I mean, it's like Jesus. They stoned him. He was dead, and God raised him up. So, now, I'm supposed to be healed. And let me tell you again, healing is not just a blessing, it's property. Because Jesus bought and paid for it and gave it to us. We own, as the body of Christ, we own healing. We own miracles. So, let's go to Joshua chapter 8. And Joshua 8:29, and then I'm going to go back to Deuteronomy, so keep your place there. Joshua 8:29. And the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until eventide. And as soon as the sun went down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it in the entering of the gate of the city and raised there on a great heap of stones that reminds you till this day. That's Jesus on the cross. Now, he also said, Moses is dead. I'm paraphrasing. Let's just look at it. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you will make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Meditate on it. I mean, you just sit around and you read those scriptures and you meditate. And this is one thing that I really enjoy it. I call it just milking that verse and let the Lord just show me a lot of things. And the things that I've said, the Lord said and did and said, I was doing this. You shall observe. Hang on a minute. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. For then you shall make your way prosperous. Now, here, now, are you listening?
Yes.
You listening with your heart?
Yes.
Make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Deal wisely. Deal wisely and have good success. That's the wisdom of God. And we know from the book of Proverbs, it is the principal thing. So now, let's go back to the book of Deuteronomy. And you just go through all of, I'm not going to get over there and read the, well, yeah, there, because I want you to see how this. Oh, well, I have a lot of things marked in here, but read it through. Particularly those that, it's amazing to me. It is amazing to me. Two things. Preachers preaching out of the curse. That God will make you sick and try to kill you. And then Christians don't know what the curse of the law is. What we've been redeemed from. And I heard Brother Hagin say, and I've experienced it a little bit, but he would ask people all the time, what have you been redeemed from? Sin, I guess. If that's it, and you have, of course. The Bible said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Anyway, let's go to chapter 30. And we will look here, verse 15. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. In that I commanded thee this day to serve the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land wherever you go to possess it. Now, look at verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record or to witness this day against you, that I have set before you life, death, blessing, and cursing. Therefore, you just understood. Therefore, you choose life, that both you and your seed may live, your families, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life. Now listen, listen, listen. And the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, to Jacob, and George Washington. Because he went to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis and made covenant with God. And God's saying, take your pick. You don't have any excuse. Take your pick. You can go on like you've been going and die early. Or you can do what I say, and I will lengthen your days. Now, that came to play also in the book of Exodus. And he said, the length of your days, I will fulfill. Amen. Now, this gets really exciting. And we're going to have a hoop and a holler this week all day. Now, tell me how much time we got. Yeah, perfect. And now, I want to go redeem from the curse. And, all right. Now, and we will go to Proverbs 3:1. I'm reading from the Classic Amplified. Oh, are you ready for this? And my being 88 years old, shooey. Made it remind myself of the University of Arkansas when I did that. Soo pig, sooey. Now listen, my son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments for length of days and years of a life worth living, tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age till death. These shall they add to you. Let not mercy and kindness shutting out all hatred and selfishness, and truth shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood forsake you. Bind them about your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding, high esteem in the sight for judgment of God and man. Lean on, trust in, be confident in the Lord. With all your heart and mind, do not rely on your own insight and understanding. Verse 8, it shall be health to your nerves and sinews, marrow, and moisting for your bones. Honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency, from righteousness is born. You could study that out for a month. And of course, in the Amplified, it gives the references back and forth. That's what I like about it. And meditate all of that and swing this thing back and forth. You've heard me tell it before. And this is when John and Kelly were small. We lived over on Florentine, South Fort Worth. And so I said, come on, we're going to take a flu shot. John's eyes got about that big. We're going to take our flu shot. And before we get through this week, I'll show you what we did. I won't take time to do it right now. Well, it's all that. I just went to the curse of the law and got the flu and stuff like that and flipped over to Galatians chapter 3. And we're redeeming that. So, now, thank you, Lord. I'm supposed to be healed, and we don't have 30 seconds left. We'll be back in just a moment.
When the world around you is saying, times are hard, jobs are scarce, costs are rising, whose voice will you listen to?
Beloved, God desires that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
God God desires that you flourish in every way. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have created your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough lifeline kit to show you how God's system of abundance will lift you above every challenge. True prosperity isn't just about money. It's about living in God's overflow in every area of life. Use the book and devotional questions to build your faith and apply God's truth. Download the included resources and amplify your devotional time with worship music, video messages, and scriptures read by Kenneth Copeland. Order your Financial Breakthrough Lifeline kit today and begin your 10-day journey stepping into the abundance God has already prepared for you. Request your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough and begin your journey toward debt removal and financial freedom. Take advantage of this free offer today by going to kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Immerse yourself in God's Word and renew your mind to what God says about your abundance and prosperity. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
I'm so glad you could be with us today. Stay with us all week long. Glory to God. There's some, in my opinion, Brother Hagin's opinion, and in my opinion, Brother Robert's opinion, the revelation of being redeemed from the curse is really, you could say this, that's what this is all about. Redeemed from the curse. Jesus is the great redeemer. So, be with us again tomorrow. You'll be glad you did. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all the class reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.